From Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Services sector, geez, we're wading, aren't we?
Yeah,
gee, it's hard work.
Absolutely. It just confirms how patchy the economic recovery is. So we did have that positive manufacturing sector news. But yeah, services sector declined further during April. This is the BNZ Business New Zealand Performance of Services Index. Their update was aptly titled Declining Fortunes. So it eased 4 points to 48.5 to the index. So anything below 50 is contraction. So that's where we are. For all the commentary on economic recovery, it's a good reminder that things are challenging. And it's also really important, Mike, given the service sector accounts for 2/3 of our economy. And also remember, we've talked about this before, that we're a bit of an outlier, and that most of our key trading partners have their services sector in expansion mode, so we're a little bit different there. Things weak across the board, all sub-indices well below their long-term averages. New orders index, that was above 50, but 50.9, but still well below its average of 56.5. And of course, we've got tariffs, and we're going to talk about that. But yeah, things were sort of not going so well before Liberation Day, so there are other drivers here. We have had lower interest rates, so they're easing the extent of the damage a bit, but yeah, things are pretty tough, and none more tougher perhaps than the retail sector. So that was a big drag. Retail sales are down 9 of the last 12 quarters. Card transactions data, we talked about that, that's been weak. Consumer confidence, that's subdued, and we're getting more trade data this week, which will probably give a bit of a sight of there. But when you combine the PSI with the PMI being the manufacturing one, the composite index also weak, and that's at 48.2. So economy struggling for momentum, and you'd actually have to say there's increasing downside risks to GDP, something, Mike, the RBNZ has to be mindful of. Obviously,
right,
they're meeting again next week, and a reason to perhaps go ahead with a decent cut.
Now, talk to me about the Chinese, because I looked at these numbers. Some were good, some were a miss, and they threw a lot of money at it. So did they survive?
Yeah, they did survive. It's a bit of a mixed bag, as you say. I mean, but there's certainly pockets of positivity. So this, obviously, we had the truce declared last week, but this data was sort of reflecting how China cope before that, and relatively well in parts. I suppose the key thing to look at is the trade side. So industrial output, that was up 6.1%. That was above expectations, down a little bit from March's rise. But we did see a plunge in exports to the US, so you sort of figure that. But China basically diverted goods to elsewhere, so Southeast Asia and Europe, to compensate. So that was pretty good. But yeah, it was a little bit patchy elsewhere. So retail sales, they've increased at a reduced pace of 5.1%. That was against expectations of 5.8%. Just shows that, I suppose, the government's given things a bit of a boost. They've cut prices on the likes of phones and home goods, but that stimulus appears to be fading, so they might need to do a bit more. And also, we always talk about the property market with China, and that also looks like it needs more support. So new home prices flat in April. They have not moved for 2 years. The declines do appear to be moderating a little bit. Existing home prices, they were down almost 7% when you look at year on year. Property investment down 10%. So, but yeah, very patchy there. Fixed asset investment down. There was a bit of brightness. The jobless rate actually fell to 5.1%, so that was good. So on balance, I think you'd say China coped perhaps better than expected. Might give them a bit more comfort as these negotiations progress in case they get derailed. The US probably needs them more than vice versa. But also it's clear that Beijing probably needs to roll out a bit more stimulus.
But a quick word on the liquor. Did we turn to the drink?
This is Diageo. They actually have reduced the impact of tariffs from $200 million previously to $150 million. That was good news. They generate around 45% of their sales in the US from products that must be made in Mexico or Canada, so they've had a bit of a reprieve there. They're not being caught by those tariffs. Overall sales up 3% in the quarter, $4.4 billion. US sales rose 6%. Again, a bit of front-loading of liquor. They, like other companies, including Moe, are cutting costs. I reckon they're going to take $500 million out in costs by 2028. Shares down slightly. I reckon, Mike, they're also digesting the Brexit reset news, so revision of the red tape around the trade and alcohol, so that's something to consider there.
What are the numbers?
So at the moment, the Dow Jones, were in positive territory, up 0.3%, 42.775. S&P 500, that's up 0.1%, 5966. NASDAQ down slightly, 0.1% lower, 19.655. The FTSE reacting to that reset news is up 0.2%, 8699. Stocks 50 in Europe is up 0.4% as well. Nikkei down 0.7%. ASX 200 down 0.6%, A295. We were down 1.2%, NZX 50, 18.629. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare healthcare was down around 3%, so that weighed. Gold up $24, $3,227 an ounce. Oil down 14 cents, 62.35 a barrel. Just in the currency markets, Kiwi up against US dollar 59.2. Against the Australian dollar, we're down slightly 91.8. And we're up against the British pound 44.4, up against the yen 85.9. Looking ahead today, we've got the RBA decision, so they're expected to cut, but you never know.
Okay, mate. See you tomorrow. Catch up then. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.